And we've got Lynn McTaggart. Of course, we're going to take your phone calls this hour now. But Lynn, I want you to get right into your experiment now, and we'll let you do what you do.
Okay, George. I'm going to take a few minutes just to explain to everybody what we're going to be doing, and then we're going to do it.
All right.
Okay, I'm excited to tell you that our target is Washington, D.C., of course. And we have two exciting things we're going to do with this. First of all, we're going to send an intention to lower violence in the area because although it used to be called the murder capital of the U.S., Washington isn't the murder capital anymore, but it's still very, very crime-ridden. One per 100 residents in the greater Washington area are victims of violent crime there. So it's a very crime-ridden area. And of course, we have the biggest violence of all, which is Congress. So we're going to be sending an intention to lower violence there, but also to heal relationships in Congress. And this is the very cool part of this. We're going to do, obviously, a lot of number crunching before and afterward to look at whether or not we affected violence, George. But what's also interesting is Dr. Schwartz has one of the departments at the University of Arizona studies civility. And so what we're hoping to do is...
Good luck.
We're hoping to get hold of... the congressional records for discourse between congressmen before and after our experiment to see if they get along any better. And they have a whole computerized way of determining whether people are more civil to each other. So that's what we're going to be doing. Now, just to let everybody know how we're going to do this, I'm going to, in a few minutes, walk you through a way of powering up, and that means focusing your mind on the target. And before I do it, if you have your mobile phone handy, if you have your cell phone handy, the target is you can actually get a little map of Washington up on your phone by going to one of the apps that picks out map coordinates. And the map coordinates are 38.89 degrees north, 77.03 degrees west. That's pretty much where we are in Washington. So that's 38.89 degrees north to 77.03 degrees west. So you can pick that up and look at it, too, which can help to focus the mind. But for those of you who don't have your cell phone handy, I'm going to be walking you through it anyway. So I'm going to get you powered up, focusing your mind for a few minutes. We're going to play music in the background, which helps to focus the mind too. And I'm going to take you through a guided meditation. And I'm going to ask you to hold the intention that I say. It is going to be, my intention is for peace and cooperation to be restored in Washington, D.C., particularly the East, and for all violence to be reduced by at least 10%. I'll be reading that to you several times, but just keep that thought focused in your mind. Right. And we'll continue to then, I will continue to just let you visually go through the whole intention with me. So if you're all ready to go, we can start right now. So first, I'd like you to just feel comfortable in your intention space. And then I'd like you to just be aware of your breath. Take a deep inhale in and exhale. A deep inhale in and exhale. A deep inhale in and exhale. And now I'd like you to hold this intention. My intention is for peace and cooperation to be restored in Washington, D.C., particularly the East, and for all violence to be reduced by at least 10%. Now, while you hold this, send that out through your heart. Keep hyper aware as I walk you through Washington. Imagine it with all of your five senses. So I want you not just to see it, but also to hear it, to feel it, to taste it, to smell it. Just imagine you're there. So we're going to start. We're going to be right there at the mall first, the National Mall. That's that two-mile section from Capitol Building to the Lincoln Memorial. I want you to imagine just walking down that mall. That's the Washington you see in movies and history books. So you don't ever have to have been there. You've seen it before. And just imagine you're walking through there, and you're also able to lift off and fly like you're in a little helicopter. So we're going to start circling up first to the Washington Monument. You know, that's our iconic vision of Washington, that great big obelisk, that 500 and something foot tall obelisk. And we're then going to move over across the way to the Lincoln Memorial with its great big 19-foot statue of Abraham Lincoln. And then over to the new Martin Luther King Memorial and the Thomas Jefferson Memorial. And just across the river, we're going to just circle over and fly over to the Arlington Cemetery, that giant, giant expanse of green with all those many tombstones of the fallen. Now we're going to fly back and imagine again, you're imagining everything that you see is very peaceful and relaxed, and people are putting down, people are kinder to each other, people are more connected with each other, people are less violent. Let's move over now and fly over to the east a bit, to the Capitol building. And we're flying there, and we're flying around there, and we're imagining the people inside are connecting better. All of our congressional representatives are connecting with each other better. They're kinder to each other. They're agreeing on a common goal. They're actually talking without arguing. They're not being political now. They're thinking about something that's for the good of the whole, the good of everyone in America. And we're imagining that they're voting together on something that's above partisanism. They're voting on something that's really going to help restore America. And they're all in agreement. Imagine that. And imagine as you think that, my intention is for peace and cooperation to be restored in Washington, D.C., particularly the East, and for all violence to be reduced by at least 10%. Now, we're going to just fly over and just flutter above the White House and imagine that President Obama is going to take in this message too, and he is going to be much more connected in his campaign and less negative, as is Mitt Romney. They're going to come together and be much more connected and fight a fair campaign. And now we're just going to move over a bit more to the east. So imagine you're flying over past the District of Columbia proper, and you're in some of those more violent neighborhoods, Trinidad, a lot of the neighbors that are really blighted by crime. And imagine people putting down their guns and coming together and being together and working together. And imagine people looking after the children in those neighborhoods and there being more connection and the neighborhoods working together. And finally, let's fly over to some of the neighborhoods in the north, Columbia Heights, Adams Morgan, Mount Pleasant, some of the areas where there's been a great deal of robbery, and hold that intention. Once again, my intention is for peace and cooperation to be restored in Washington, D.C., particularly the East, and for all violence to be reduced by at least 10%. Now hold that together. Feel the palpable sense of oneness with everybody listening on this radio today. Feel yourself being slightly out of your body. Feel yourself being connected with the whole and with the people that you're sending intention to. And just allow this to happen. Don't effort. Just make it relaxed. Hold that intention. Hold the connection. Imagine that you are holding hands mentally with everybody listening on this call, including me and George. And just hold this image of a united Washington and indeed a united America, full of peace and cooperation, with violence reduced by at least 10%, particularly in the east of Washington. Hold it for 1 second. And now, I'd like you to just gently release it and just imagine it's come to pass and just get out of the process and trust it. And in your own time, come back onto the show.
We'll be back with more in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, Lynn McTaggart with us. So, Lynn, what would you expect to happen because of this test?
Well, it's anyone's guess, George. This is the first time we've run something on the radio. This is the first time we've run something for just 5 minutes. And so I'm hoping, based on all of our peace, intentions, and experiments before, that we actually do get a 10% reduction in violence. Our long-term trend on the two peace intention experiments before was at least 10% lowering of violence. So we got what we asked for. So I would expect, if the best thing happens, is that we'll look at some of the neighborhoods that I mentioned on that intention experiment, Trinidad, and some of those gentrified areas that are suffering from a lot of crime, like Columbia Heights, and we'll see a lowering of violence. And the best result, of course, will be if we study the, you know, congressional records, and we find that the folks at Capitol Hill are actually getting along with each other better. So that would be the best of all.
Over what period of time are we talking about now for this?
Well, now this is where we have to all be patient. For a peace intention experiment, we have to study it for a month or two, because you can't just look at what happened in a week. You know, that doesn't really show anything. I look at long-term trends, so I look at what happens over a month or two, and then, you know, report on it. Then we number crunch after that. So we have to wait a little while first to see what happens. You know, we'll look at what happened over the next week. But so I wanted to let everybody know, for anyone who wants to find out what happened, we asked them for two reasons to sign up. I've got on my website, thebomb.net, a little sign-up thing for Coast to Coast people that simply gives people, they just give me their email address and where they're from, because I also want to find out what cities were involved with this. We always track what countries are, but now this will just be an American experiment. And I will write everybody with the results. I'm also going to request from them that they fill out our survey, because, as I say, another piece of data that we look at is how it affected you. And I'll be interested in the people who call in to see if they felt anything during that 5-minute meditation.
And you, of course, will also let us know exactly when you get your data. We can pop you on to tell everybody.
We'd love to come back, George. I'd be really happy to do that.
Well, we shall see what happens. If it's dramatic, I guess you can say that this might have had an effect.
Well, you know, as I say, normally we do them over 8 days, but let's see. I mean, we're always testing and tweaking this. And I think the exciting thing is the whole idea of using different technology to get people to come together. You know, I've used my internet site a lot, and that's been great, but it's posed problems, George, because, you know, you can get only so many people staring at the same computer page at the same moment before it crashes. And we had so many people in our initial experiments that it did crash. So we then, you know, got cloud servers and distributed networks and all sorts of things every time we ran them. But if we want to do something as enormous as this, I mean, radio is wonderful. It's perfect.
Sure. Will there be a residual effect, like a few days later?
Well, we hope so. I mean, we're hoping there'll be we've always seen an immediate effect. Now, an interesting thing happened with my first peace intention experiment. Violence quadrupled the first week.
Quadrupled? It went up?
It quadrupled. It went up. During the week, we were sending intention. But this is what happened. At the point we sent intention, the rebel forces were winning the war in Sri Lanka. What happened over the week that we sent intention is the government wrested control from the rebels, And it completely turned the war around. And when we analyzed it afterward, we saw that our week had been pivotal in what ultimately became the winning of the war, a 25-year war, by the way. So that was either remarkably coincidental or it was something, you know, there was something there. So we were pretty excited about that. So it's hard to predict what happened. Now, the opposite happened in Afghanistan. We had an immediate lowering of violence and a long-term trend. So it's, you know, we just have to wait and see what went on and what goes on. But we'll be tracking it right afterward. And, you know, if we get something dramatic, I'll contact you.
All right. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Brenda, west of the Rockies in San Francisco. Hey, Brenda, go ahead.
Yes. Good morning.
Hi.
George and Lynn. I was part of the experiment, and I have to say it's quite powerful. I've been part of meditations for many years, and this is quite, quite powerful. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions, actually. One has to do with an interview I heard about 10 years ago with Greg Braden, and he discussed the 49-51% for mass meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found interesting was he said that during Clinton's administration, the balloon went up and the jets were sent out to Iraq, and excuse me, during that time there was a mass meditation going on, and for some reason Clinton had a change of heart, and this supposedly was the first time in history that this has ever been done where the planes were sent back.
A recall,
exactly. So I wanted your thoughts on that. And also one more question. I understand that there are, in the Brazilian rainforest, some evil worshippers. And when people go to these worshippers, they are told that if I do this for you, you will have to suffer the consequences. So my question would be, what would prevent these worshippers from being harmed when they do this work for others?
All right, let's go to the recall of the planes first, Lynn, then we're going to hit the break and answer her second question.
Okay. Well, I think that the whole idea of this, I mean, you've just experienced it, the power of this connection and this power of this giant, giant group of people doing this. And you felt it yourself, as you said. I think that that meditation is a passive form of what we're doing, and there's been a lot of evidence with the transcendental meditation folks who have used, you know, seen that if there's a certain percentage of people meditating, the crime rate goes down. So this could well be another form of what's happening with meditation, that it can also alter, you know, violence. It can also prevent that from happening. So I wouldn't kick that in touch at all. I would say that it's definitely within the realm of possibility from the stuff I've seen, that when group mind gets together and connects, miracles happen.
They sure do. We're going to come back with more questions. We'll answer your final question about evil worshiping when we come right back. On our next Coast to Coast program, Robert Moss joins us. Have you had a strange dream lately? We're going to talk about that with him when you come right back on tomorrow night's show. And then we have more of your phone calls with Lynn McTaggart in just a second on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, Lynn McTaggart with us, your phone calls. Lindy, her other question was, you know, evil worshiping of groups and things like that.
Okay. Everybody's really worried about what happens when there is kind of this evil worshiping and how it can affect us. I think that was really her question, right, George?
Yes,
she was a little worried about that.
Yep.
One of the most powerful antidotes I've found in my research is when people hold a thought about who they really are, you know, what their life purpose is, what their purpose here on earth? What's their divine purpose? And it doesn't have to be their job. It can be whatever they feel most elevated by. That seems to be a real powerful antidote against negative intention. It's just, I guess, really coming into yourself in some really profound way. So, you know, we don't have to create psychic bubbles or anything like that to protect ourselves. We have that inbuilt protection.
Okay, so we have this inbuilt protection, but why then does sometimes, as you said earlier, the evil wins out? Why doesn't good win all the time?
We don't use it. We don't connect. We don't use it. Well, first of all, we're so individual. You know, here we have the simple power of meditation to stop planes. You know, we just need to connect and use it. And so I hope that's really maybe the take-home message here. Is that, and I hope if we do find we have an effect with our intention experiment, that it's the whole idea of whether or not it's connecting in a group of eight or connecting in a group of 5 million is making this connection using these powers of intention and connection for the greater good. And then you see how powerful it is.
Okay, let's go to the final calls now. First-time caller John in Thornton, Colorado. Hi, John. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Lynn and George. Hey, thank you both for all that you do.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank
this
you.
Is thank you. The offering this evening has been very exciting and positive, and my heart tells me, or I'm hoping that this experiment will have a good, positive outcome.
Wonderful.
I have a couple of suggestions for Lynn on how she might modify some of her experiments in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have a suggestion that you take 8 people in 8 separate rooms, and you have them all linked physically by a wire, and then you have a video screen in each of the rooms, and as you present the initiation for the intention, you do it as you would activating an electrical circuit. You could configure it so that it went in sequence, in a series, or in a parallel, and see if the end result would be more significant by doing that, and then also monitor the output of the wire that everyone is touching and see if there's any kind of galvanic response or any kind of positive output from that. And then the other
variation. That's a very cool idea, by the way. Thank you for that. I guess, you know, there's definitely been evidence about big energy surges when people do intention.
Yeah, and the other variation would be to configure the people not only in separate rooms and then have them activate in parallel or in sequence, would be to configure their skulls, specifically their pineal glands of the individuals who are involved in the intention experiment, configure them into a platonic solid so that when the intention occurs that it echoes the framework of the divine. So that the physical configuration of the people, it may have a more significant effect on your final outcome if you frame it into a configuration of the divine.
That's interesting. And what do you mean exactly by configuring it into the divine?
You would take like a platonic solid or base the physical configuration of the people involved in the experiment based upon sacred geometry and some mm-hmm. of the ancient symbols and things that have been recognized in past cultures as, you know, like a platonic solid, like a tetrahedron, and actually put
right.
the skulls of the people involved, particularly their pineal gland, in their skull so that it's physically configured in a three-dimensional space to so that they're in a matrix before you begin the experiment.
Very interesting idea. Absolutely. And I mean, I think, you know, I hope the intention experiment's going to run and run, and we keep refining it and trying out ideas like this. I think it's great.
Lynn, first of all, The Bond, is the book out now? People can get it where?
They can get it from our website, www.thebond.net, and I've got a bunch of free gifts because it's just been released, or they can get it from any place where books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc.
Of your three books now, the ones tied into The Field, The Intention Experiment, The Bond, is there a relationship, a correlation between all three?
I see them as a trilogy, to be honest. I always did, George. I always thought that I needed to do three books in this area at least. And I see one as the overall arching theme and theory, which is the field. And then I see the intention experiment is the practice and the use of it with using consciousness. And the third, the bond, is all about living it, bringing it into your life.
Let's go to Delaware. Linda's there, east of the Rockies. Hi, Linda.
Hi. Thank you both taking my call. I really respect you, Lynn, and I respect all the work that you've done. But my question is, and I hope this does not sound disrespectful, you know, after all of these decades, I mean, this kind of work, this kind of love or whatever we want to call it, has been proven over and over and over again. My question is, why, you know, why continue with the funding and the research? Who are we trying to prove it to? Why does it still need to be proven and written down? Why don't we just pass the message on that as people, my God, I mean, it's like just wake up every day and start really sending love. You know, there's a very humble man, Mr. Emoto from Japan, who did these fabulous experiments with water decades ago already. This has all been proven. I don't get it, you know, where all this research.
So I guess the question is, why do we still keep doing research?
Okay. My research is supposed to be twofold. One is, actually, it's an instigator. That's the real purpose of it. The real purpose of it is to say to all of everybody out there, you can do this. You can use this in every moment of your life. You can connect with other people. That's why I've been playing around with the power of eight. So the real purpose, and that's really what I write about in The Bond, is how to live this every day. Because, you know, as you and I say, as you said, you know, well, yeah, it's been shown, but it's not being used very often out there in the world, you know. I mean, the world isn't a very loving place, despite all of these experiments. So, and also, just to put your mind at rest, there is no money spent on the intention experiments. I don't get funding from anyone. If I have to pay for server stuff, I do it out of my own pocket. And the scientists donate their time. Most people donate their time to it. As to why I try to do it scientifically, Western mind likes proof. And they want it with impeccable experiments. And even Dr. Emoto actually invited me out to Japan. I did an intention experiment on Lake Biwa in Japan with him because he wanted more proof. So I think they want impeccable experiments done because it influences more people outside the people who are all like-minded, like the people who are listening to this show. We need to also convince other people out there who don't necessarily believe that we all have this power and this ability, that this stuff works.
All right, let's go to Levias in Sedona, Arizona. Hi, Levias. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, you guys. This is one of the most fascinating conversations I've ever heard. And I would like to first bring attention to, Lynn, your concern, your care, and your love precede you by your intention. Therefore, it is done. And and the second thing I'd like to say is in response to the sacred geometry, if you start a basis of sacred geometry with a triangle or a square or a pentagon of six, that incorporates the Metatron mandala, which has 120 points of light. And you can do that with either eight people or three people or four people. So you could research that. I actually formed that with three people on the mesa here in Sedona. And what we did was we visualized the other three parts of the 6-point pentagram, and we visually sent strings of light from our forehead to each of the others that we weren't touching, so that we, with our concentration, made 120 points of light concentration. And the third thing is that I would like to say for George, actually, you actually said the ending thought when you said, "Thank God, we've got you here to talk about it." If you put the "you" in front of "thank you, God, we've got you here to talk about it," it is as if you were speaking to us as God, as we are all one, that thank you, God, that we have you here to talk about this, and therefore it is done.
Well, thank you.
Very cool.
And so the next, and my question, thank you, my question is then, what's next is almost already answered, but I'd like to hear from you guys what's next.
What's next in terms of what we do in terms of experiments, or what's next generally?
Once we see the results, what's the next step? We don't need to anticipate it because it will already be done, but, you know, we humans have sort of an expectation. And once the goal is set, it's the journey arriving. So I'm trying to think about where the next step on the journey is.
Well, okay, the next step, I think, on the journey is small groups working together. I think that's what's really necessary, and that's the big message of the bond, is how to create those small groups and how to help them really fix our falling down world and your falling down world. And I think using the power of intention and connection in small groups, I think, is the way forward. In terms of big intentions, if this one works, well, then we could roll it out a bit more and try doing some more stuff about America and then the rest of the world.
Well, probably. Let's take a few more calls before we're at the top here. Kelly in Tucson, Arizona. Kelly, go ahead, please.
Hi, George.
Hey, Kel.
This is a great show tonight, and I just wanted to talk to you about transmission and downloading information and how you think that this connection that we did tonight actually connected.
What was the mechanism that made it work and how it connected?
Well, like the divine communication and how the Mother Earth accepted the transmission that you're putting out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it was received by everybody? Because I have a feeling that it was.
Yeah, I do, because, you know, beyond all of our separation, beyond all of our being Republicans and Democrats, and beyond all of that stuff, there is the bond. There is that connection between us that's so profound that, you know, we don't know where you end and I begin. And, you know, we have to always remember that we're not really individuals when you get right down to us subatomically. We're all, you know, a batch of vibrating energy that's trading energy back and forth with this background giant quantum energy field. And so there's no such thing really as individuals. We're all part of this thing. And so many of us tonight have really joined forces together to send that out. And, you know, I think it's probably love that was felt around the world.
Okay, Kelly, good. Let's go to Lily in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, east of the Rockies. Go ahead, Lily.
Hi, George. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, Lynn. It is so wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you.
Part in the experiment tonight, and as I was flying over Washington, I could actually see some of these cities that you were talking about, and I was really sending intention and using the divine in Jesus' name, because I'm a Christian. And I was utilizing that with all other Christians that were listening tonight on Coast to really have this come to pass in Jesus' name and intention. And I could see people in these neighborhoods were becoming more civil. They would nod. They would maybe smirk, maybe a smile. People that were driving by that wanted to rob a house, they decided, no, we're not going to do that. And then going on to Washington, to the governments, I could see actually some total peace being done and great things happening. And I just feel that something marvelous is going to take place. And it was just an amazing experiment. And I want to say that I think another idea you could do for other future intentions is if you could have your website where we could have small groups. Or you could have something on your email that says, we're going to have this intention. Are you interested? Sign up. And then we could get an email from you and print it. And on such and such a day and such a time, we could do that individually if we do not have groups to do it. That would be an idea. I'll take my call off the air. Thank you, Lynn. It was
Thank you
wonderful.
So much. Thank you for all of those ideas. And we do this. I mean, with my e-news, I want to say I do let people know about upcoming experiments and also the results of experiments. And if I may, George, may I ask people to please, if you joined in tonight and you want to find out what happened, or you want to be surveyed, and you want to be surveyed to find out how your life has changed, please go to the little icon that says for Coast to Coast listeners on the front page, the home page of my bond.net site. And then we'll let you know what happened, and we'll also survey you, because remember, this is ongoing research. But I really loved your ideas, Kelly, and, you know, I want to take it further with all kinds of ways. This one could run and run.
And that's your website's thebond.net, right?
Thebond.net. And you'll see an icon, the Heal America Intention Experiment. That's what you click on to sign up.
Lynn, what's next? What's the future hold for this kind of research?
Well, as we've been saying, George, you know, I think we can roll this out. Okay, if we say we continue to see that these peace intention experiments work, then we start applying them to really crime-ridden and violence-ridden areas. And then we start looking at food issues. You know, I've already demonstrated with replicated and now scientifically published evidence that we can make food grow faster. So, when do we, and more healthily, try more of that. We've been doing a lot of water experiments. Try more of that. I think it's roll it out on a big scale is the idea. But also, as I've been saying throughout this, in a small scale, because this can also heal your neighborhood.
Well, I'm convinced too, Lynn, that positive people live longer, aren't you?
Oh, there's no question about it. There's evidence and tons of evidence showing that not only positive people, George, but connected people.
Well, that's, you know,
people are connected.
That is a good point indeed. Lynn, thank you so much. Your book, The Bond, fascinating evening. For Dan Galante, Will Wilkerson, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Honlonehood, Sean Ludasaur, Stephanie Smith, George Knapp, John B. Wellesley, and Punnett and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.